Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our 3 o'clock hour here on 95.7 The Game begins with DJ Jones on the dial pad guest line. The 49ers front seven has been something else. The depth that this team has really been something else, and DJ Jones is a big part of that. He picked up his first career sack on Sunday, which had to feel real good. All the hard work he's put in since being drafted in 2017. Good enough to join us here for our Inside the Locker Room segment with the 49ers player this week, DJ Jones, on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. How you doing, DJ?
I'm doing good. I'm blessed. I can't complain.
Man,
hope y'all doing well.
We are doing well. You guys are doing very well at 7-0. What a start for you. When you watched the film this week, what did you pick up about why you dominated that game so much? I mean, what was the key to the success this defensive line had against Carolina?
I think it's just week in, week out preparation throughout the week. Team ain't going to win if you don't prepare the right way, and I feel like we have the best coaching staff and some of the best players, vet players around to just show you the ropes and know the game plan and know what we got to do to win.
Given then that preparation for this game will be very truncated, how much of that becomes a player's task as opposed to a coach's task?
Oh, man, it takes a lot. You get home, you feel like you have time off, but, I mean, that's when you really have to stick to it and get in the playbook and learn your opponent. Because when you're here, it's not individual. Nobody's being pointed out. But you got to look at – I got to look at both guards. I got to look at the center. I got to look at running backs, quarterback. So, really, when you get home and get time to yourself, that's when you really got to hone in on your craft.
Well, you had one other Sunday-Thursday turnaround a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How much did the Friday after the second game suck?
Oh, man. They usually do. I mean, it's a quick turnaround. But the way Kyle does things for us and helps us out with our bodies and making it more mental than physical, that helps us out a lot as well.
So you mentioned the great coaching staff, and obviously Robert Saleh is getting a ton of attention this year after getting a ton of criticism the past couple years, and you've sort of been with him for this whole ride.
Mm-hmm.
I assume he's the same guy behind the scenes, right? Very little has changed, even though it's sort of been his coming out party?
Yeah. He has not changed. Rome wasn't built in a day. So, I mean, we're just taking it day by day. And I know he's pretty happy right now with the results. But patience is key. So, with him, I'm happy for him to be my defensive coordinator.
You've seen an awful lot of talent, DJ, come rotating in and around you throughout your career. Some of it's worked, some of it hasn't. How quickly did you realize that Nick Bosa wasn't just the next guy that you used to be playing next to, but this is a different cat?
When I first saw him in person, his frame, he's like a Greek god. He's a Greek god, like frame, and he's mad athletic, he's strong. So it's really when I first laid eyes on him, so it was like, who is this?
As a player, is there anybody that he reminds you of in any way, or is he that unique that you don't really have a comparison point?
It's gonna be, man. He's just so special. I haven't seen anybody like him. This past game, we were all on the sideline saying that I've never seen a performance like this. Three sacks, an interception. The return was better than the interception.
He's stiff-arming dudes.
Man, it's crazy. There's nobody I can compare him to. Of course, his brother. But Yeah, he's a man of his own.
DJ, there was another play to me that stood out where he was matched up one-on-one with McCaffrey, and even though it went for a Carolina first down, he was basically stride for stride with McCaffrey.
Exactly. He's an athlete. I mean, if you've seen his legs, he can run, he can jump. I feel like he can do it all. And I feel like he's just getting better week by week.
What's the communication like between you and the other defensive linemen on the field when it comes to calling stunts and games and stuff like that? The different stuff you guys do, how much of that is sent in from the sideline? How much of that is you guys communicating with each other, hey, let's try this on this down?
The majority of it would be on the sideline, but the other majority, it's preparation throughout the week. There shouldn't be any communication on the field. So whatever we do during the week, that's in our brains. That's just molded in our brains, and we shouldn't even be looking at each other. We should know. So, I mean, whatever we do during the week, that's what goes into the game.
49ers defensive lineman DJ Jones here on 95.7 The Game. It's an unbelievable year. What a start. Who knows where it goes. If it ends up in a ring for everyone, we will all be dancing in the streets together. The one guy who's absolutely getting a ring out of this year is you, DJ. You just popped the question to your girlfriend on field last month. Congratulations, by the way. Was there any worry that she might not say yes? And here we are with an entire photography crew looking at us.
Man, I was banking on a yes. I got the yes, so I couldn't even tell you what if she said no.
Very nice. When did you make the decision to do it at Levi Stadium?
Probably a couple weeks before the event. So I was in cahoots with a lot of people just trying to figure out what we were going to do, where we would do it. And finally chose the field, and we got it done.
How much preparation did you not do for the game that week because you were prepping for this?
Not much at all. I was in my playbook. I had to make it. She knows I'm in my playbook when I get home. So if I wasn't in my playbook, she knew my mind would have been somewhere else. So I'm watching film. I mean, I made it as – it was an easy week for me. It was just the moment of getting on the knee. That was the nervous part.
How many carrots, big fella?
Three.
Look at you. Oh. Look at you with the three carrots. Oh, way to go, man.
I had to take care of them.
Absolutely. Congratulations to you both. Are you having a good time so far being an engaged couple?
Oh, yes, sir. We're loving it.
Give it time.
So we saw in the Niner Media Guide, speaking of preparation, your dad seems to be some sort of barbecue superstar. He's got sauces he's selling. So what I need to know is, how do we get a platter delivered to the station? And then what is the base of the sauce? Like, what's his sauce game right now?
If you want some sauce, you let me know. I mean, his sauce is special. Like he said, I'd have to kill you if I told you. But it's all anything he cooks, he's going to put his heart and soul in it. He has his different recipes, his different different things he put in his sauces that I don't think it's a unique way that he does his sauce, and it's just one of them sauces that you can put on anything.
More of a religion, in Mississippi, football or barbecue?
I'd say football.
Not by much, though, right?
Not by much.
Sauce wise, I want your opinion, not your dad's.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, Memphis, or Carolina?
Since we're based out of Carolina, I'm going Carolina.
Why?
But yes. we're originally from Texas, so I don't know. I'm gonna go Texas. I'm gonna go Texas because that's where I was born. That's where he got his. That's where he started. So yeah, I'm gonna switch that to Texas.
So is his sauce, without getting into any of the ingredients that he would kill you before he told you about, is it more Texas than Carolina, or is it more Carolina than Texas?
It's definitely, you know, Carolina's got that sweet taste. So, right. I think it's more Carolina than Texas.
What's your favorite go-to? You a rib guy, brisket guy?
I'm rib all day.
Beef or pork?
Pork.
There you go. Doesn't really matter, as long as it's a rib, right?
Exactly.
long as it's not vegetarian, I think it's okay.
Right.
So you got to serve an entire meal to the entire 49ers staff? Like, your dad did some catering for the entire franchise, did he not?
That's right. After OTAs, he came out. My entire family came out, and they catered like they're used to doing, but to the team, and I think everybody loved it.
That's fantastic, man. That is really, really good. DJ, thank you very much for joining us today. Really appreciate your time. As you get ready for a quick turnaround on Thursday, you know, you were here last year and got swept by the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
You're now looking at a team with the number one pick in Kyler Murray. What do you see as you get ready for him? He looks fast as hell, and he's small and slippery.
Yeah, he's scary fast, man. He can break the pocket at any time. He can make a play with his feet. Has a strong arm. We just got to contain him to the best of our ability to continue playing our game and see what the end result will be.
You mentioned Kyle does a nice job of helping you guys take care of your bodies, and that matters a ton on a week like this. Do you think he's different than or ahead of other coaches with some of the stuff he does? Like, what's different about playing for him than it might be elsewhere?
You know, I mean, I'm blessed to say that I've been here for 3 years.
Right.
Got drafted here, been here for 3 years. So it's hard for me to say what another organization is doing better or worse than what we're doing. So I just feel like Kyle's in his own lane right now. He's riding the success. And, I mean, I personally, being here 3 years, can see why. But I think he's doing a great job with everything he's doing with us.
DJ, it's great to see you guys as a group have success, as a young man finding his bride. Congratulations to you. Great to talk to you today. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Second down and 15. And Allen looking for help, and he's going to go down. It is DJ Jones.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.